again. We spoke before, remember?
Yes, absolutely. We did. And on a magnificent Friday morning, Friday afternoon, wherever you may be laying your head at or having a cup of java, it's the Teddy Bear. And welcome to Night Tracks Radio. Today's artist spotlight, multi-platinum, Grammy, Emmy Award-winning producer, musician, and recording artist, and also just a beautiful brother. Yes, Lord. The one and only Narda Michael Walden is joining us today. New hit single, The More I Love My Life, featuring Carlos Santana, Sting, Stevie Wonder, from the new album, Euphoria, available today. Brother, thank you so much for joining us.
Wow, I love your voice, Teddy. I love how you speak. You're so beautiful. You're like roses coming out of your mouth. Roses, roses, roses.
You know what? It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I've already downloaded the album. I've already purchased it on Apple. So make sure everybody go out and purchase the new album. One of the things that I get from this entire album, purpose, family, and living in the moment. And it takes me back to the album that you did. I know I'm going back in Doctor Who's time machine, but Garden of Love and Light. It reminds me so much of this. And the last time we spoke, the one of the things that that you said to me that really stuck with me is about living your purpose. And I wanted to ask you, what did this album mean to you?
Well, this album, thank you, first of all, Teddy Bear. I'm so happy to be on your show. I'm your fan. I love your way of just getting deep into things, man.
And what appreciate
it means to be on this, yes, what it means to be on this album, I got to say, is a few things. For one, The More I Love My Life, that particular single with Carlos Santana, my brother since 1973, with Sting, my brother. I've done 13 Rainforest concerts as a music director for him and his wife, and those shows where they feature Billy Joel, James Taylor, Elton John, Stevie Wonder come on those shows. I'm so knocked out by him. And then also Stevie Wonder, who has been my hero since Fingertips. When I was 10 years old, I saw him play at the Regal Theater in Chicago and just blow the roof off with harmonica and the way he sang. I mean, just stellar. And so to have them on this song with their rarefied performances I've never heard them even do before. Like they outdid themselves.
Right.
It's mind blowing to me. It's a miracle, to be honest with you. And I'm so happy to have it at this time when I really feel the need in the world for more love, the need in the world for more, you know, inspiration with music and gratitude and things that we need to get on in our lives.
So right.
Make me very happy at this time to have this miracle happen of these three coming together on this song. And I want to just thank you, Teddy Bear. I want to thank you for being kind to me and being kind to your listeners and being kind to your people. You know, this is what it all comes down to. Music, kindness, respect, euphoria, this new album I've got, it's out today. It's just to reinforce more love in the world. It's my mission. I'm here to manifest. I manifested with Whitney Houston as best I could. I manifested with Aretha Franklin. I manifested with Mariah Carey, with Regina Bell, with Elton John, with everybody I love. And now it's his time that as an artist, I come forward. I took a backseat as a producer to help others, but now it's time for me to come forward as an artist. And I'm very happy to do that. So here I am. All that glory for you, Teddy Bear.
And just to let the listeners know that are watching live, before we actually got on live, I told Michael that the album is incredible. I mean, when you have the ability to show this level of transparency and again knowing your purpose, it resonates in your music. Family is everything. I see the type of camaraderie and love that you have with your family. And it exudes in all of your music. And it is truly a blessing and an honor that you have been given such a gift and been able and being and having the ability to share it with everyone. At any time I'll say this. I didn't get a chance to ask you the last time. Okay. When did you realize that you knew that you had a purpose for something greater to be that beacon?
all I've ever known in my life, to be honest with you, since a child, is I've loved music so deeply. To play along on a pie tin as a cymbal and a box as a drum. It's all I ever wanted to do was play music and watch records spin on the turntable and get lost, hypnotized by the spinning and the sound. I'm just lost by Nina Simone. I'm lost by Cannonball Adderley, Dave Brubeck, Jimmy Smith, all the greats of Johnny Mathis, all the great people that came in the 50s, Ray Charles, Fats Domino. They gave all that love to us. I'm just lost in the love they gave us. And I can't get over it. I just can't get over it. I can't get over the beginning of Motown when Little Soldier and the Miracles put out, Mama said, you better shop around. All that early music, even still early music, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, all that stuff is in me because I love it so much. So I'm a fan of music. But when you say, what did I know? The knowing is just from my childhood, my heart embracing music. It's just never changed. I've always been the same feeling, passion.
You've always had the ability to, whomever you had the opportunity to work with, you've had the ability to pull something special from that artist. But as you just stated earlier, it's a big difference between working with someone, but actually being in the forefront, leading it. And you've done an exceptional job. And I know the last time we spoke, you said, you know something, Teddy Bear, I'm going to do something real special. I said, okay, I'm going to wait. I'm going to see what's going on. I said, it's been a minute since you put out an entire album. 11 tracks of feel-good healing music. And you did it, man. How many tracks did you actually do that didn't actually make it onto the album?
Well, in this case, I must say that this was a very directed album in that everything I wanted to put on it, I did. And there was a partner that I have to speak about who I'm feeding back and forth as I'm making this project because I wanted to make sure I had not only America, but the European people happy, around the world happy. He's an Italian cat with his family named Lino Nicolosi. And his family is very gifted. And he plays guitar, his sister plays some bass, and Pino's brother plays some piano, and his wife does some beautiful vocalese. So they're very gifted. So what I do is I cut my music over here. I kind of direct those songs to Lino, and then Lino can add what he feels is the international flavors and the cool sounds, and sends it back to me. And then we kind of mess around, and we love it. And this became this album. And we made this album really quickly. The only song that took a long time to be putting together over years has been The More Love of My Life, getting Sting and getting Carlos and getting Stevie. And then the clearances for all those things to happen. That always takes time. Right. But as far as the music, it came together really quickly. I'm fast. I like to work fast. And Lino's the same way. So there's nothing left on the table. I put everything on this record I wanted to put on this record.
You mentioned Sting. I know that was very challenging getting him because he's always busy. And I know he also has a new album out too. So, but you were able, you were able to get them, It's amazing how the industry has changed so much from a recording aspect, because I remember at a time that you had to have everyone in the studio to be able to work. And now you can sit up here and email projects to a person that's on the other side of the world and they can lay down their parts and everything comes together. What is it like to have the ability just to work in the confines of your own studio in your home? Is it very therapeutic for you just to be left alone and do your thing?
It's very sacred. It's a holy place. This place has been blessed by the molecules of James Brown. it's all in there. Teddy Bear, come on out and smell the air, man. It's beautiful. They're living in there.
I believe it. I definitely believe that your sacred ground is definitely, it's been blessed.
I'm so happy to have a home, and I invite the world on a tour. Come through and see our beautiful place. See the microphones that Whitney Houston sang on, Barbara Streisand sang on, Aretha Franklin sang on, the headphones, and just stand in the vortex where they stood. It's just powerful to stand in the vortex. And then come look at my library of tapes from all the years of making the tapes. It's just so beautiful. I'm so happy to have a studio. And then when you mentioned about cutting on this beautiful song, how you can do things different places.
Yes.
I started the More Like My Life here. I brought Carlos Santana, who inspired me on that song, inspired me for the African vibe, the African music. Right. Carlos Santana loves African music. That's his passion.
Oh, I know.
He's always giving me African CDs. So he gave me a CD of a cat named Ishmael Lowe. And I really loved Ishmael Lowe. And I kind of took that vibration I got from Ishmael Lowe and then wrote The More Love of My Life around, inspired from Ishmael Lowe, an African cat. And then I brought Carlos in to hear what I was doing. And he loved it. And he played the most astounding guitar on that song. And then I happened to be doing a Rainforest show, one of the Rainforest concerts for Sting. I flew to New York. I let Sting know I was coming to New York early. Could he meet me for a day early at a studio to put a vocal on my idea? And he came in early one day from Moscow, flew in from Moscow to meet me at Jimi Hendrix's studio in the Village. And when he came in, I could tell he's a little bit tired because he'd been flying, but then he came on and he nailed that thing in a matter of minutes. I mean, just he's so professional. He just learned it, sang it, added a little harmony to it. It was killer. I was like, thank you so much, brother, you know? And then to close it off was with Stevie over in Los Angeles. So when I came back to California, I had to go to Los Angeles, a place called Capitol Studios, where they recorded Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, Martin, Peggy Lee, all that early music of the 50s, 60s, that same studio. In fact, I recorded Temptations there. The same room, yeah.
So okay.
So Stevie came in and he brought a box of harmonicas. And then he had what key's the song? And I had to let him know what the key of the song. And he's fiddling around to find the right harmonica. And when he got the right harmonica and learned the intro theme, it was just holy. And then I said, on the ending, play what you want. Carlos is out there jamming, jam with him, and bring what you want to bring. And I'm telling you, I thought I knew Stevie Wonder. I thought I knew, his bag. No. He a whole new stratosphere. He started playing stuff I didn't even know he could play. And it's on that record. You'll hear him. He's playing things that are just out of this world. So I have just thanked Stevie, Sting, Carlos for just being so beautiful with friendship, truly. Just friendship to come together.
I know you've spoke on several occasions how important building friendships are.
Yes, yes.
Lasting for a lifetime. Yes. One of my favorite songs on a new album, Euphoria, is so beautiful. That song, that particular song, vocals, the arrangement, the production was, you mixed having polished, but it was also raw, listening to your vocals. And I wanted you to tell the listeners out there and people that are watching, what did that particular song mean to you?
Okay. Well, thank you, Teddy Bear. So beautiful is, listen, the lyric is written by a friend of mine with me named Rachel Efron. She's very romantic and very sensual, beautiful. And I just told the story that I wanted to really touch the heart of women and people who just need that to express how deeply they feel love for who they're in love with. And she helped me really carve that lyric. And I recorded that song and I sang it high in my falsetto range, like Smokey Robinson or Prince, intentionally up high. And I just thought, now's the time to include this song on this particular album. And I'm just happy that you love it, because for me, it's one of my favorites too. So thank you so much.
It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song. You know me, I'm a stickler for lyrics and also the production aspect. And I just sat back, I said, let me go in and just go in and buy the album. And I said, okay. And I listened to it and I said, wow. Out of all the works that he has done as a solo artist, this is right up there. You did an incredible job. I'm so proud of you. And sometimes I don't even realize, or I sometimes I feel like I don't think you even realize how blessed you truly are. You have been given such a wonderful gift to absorb everything like a sponge and have the ability to transfer it and bring it to life and music and touch so many people. And speaking of people, what has it meant to you to have so many people who just love you as a person and love the kind of music where you're spreading that kind of love, that have been following you since day one and have supported you from the beginning?
I'm really honored by the fans, family, friendships, you. I need you. I need my fans and my friends and my family. I need that support. And I'm so happy that when I put this album out now, like now, that I can speak to you, Teddy, and you can say, I've heard this and I feel this. And this is what I love in life, is the give and take. I give my heart. Yes. And you give me your heart. This give and take is what we need in the life. And music is so beautiful because it's a higher format, the highest calling from God is the music. So we can all kind of just, no matter what language we speak, we may not speak Japanese, we may not speak German, we may not speak, you know, whatever, but they can feel the music. This is what I love.
Yeah.
Around the world, anywhere I can go and play the music and they can feel it and I can feel it. So this is makes me so happy. And this is my calling. I want to be on the earth at this time to play music. If it's fusion music, jazz rock fusion music, that's great. If it's soul music, that's great. If it's pop music, that's great. If it's classical music, that's great. And if it's combining them all together, that's even better.
Yes, Lord. Music is the common bond that brings us and unites us together as people. Doesn't matter what color, creed, or race you are, it binds us together. And it's a beautiful experience. And remember, family, again, the new album, Lord have Mercy, Euphoria, is available as we speak on iTunes, Apple, Deezer, Spotify. If you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon Music and then get all the latest updates. Make sure you stop by Michael's official website. That's at Michael, of course, Nada, MichaelWalden.com. Make sure that you do that. I got to ask, man, we're getting close to 2024. What can we expect from you as far as touring and seeing you perform live?
Well, I want to say to you that I want to play some beautiful shows in different countries. I'm raising 3 children, and it's very time consuming, as you may know about children.
Yes.
9-year-old is very demanding. An 8-year-old Caleb is very demanding. And a little boy, Michael, who's 5 years old, is very demanding. And my wife is very demanding. So I don't know, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try to go play some kind of shows someplace, Teddy, and I'll let you know. But right now, I'm ball and chain.
Hey, but it's nothing wrong with that. But you have a beautiful ball and chain, man. It's nothing like having that family and having that support. Yeah. I got to ask you for a favor, and I've never asked this before. Okay. What are the chances of me getting an autographed album from you?
Oh, Teddy, it's my honor. As soon as these albums arrive, I would love to sign you one and send it to you.
Just
your email address or your address, you know where I can send it to you. This is my honor. You're special because you give so much heart, and we need you, Teddy. We need you. So thank you for everything you do.
No, it's my pleasure. I just had Rosa in the chat room. Yes, my love, the record is available. You can download it. It'll be available on vinyl very soon, okay? So as soon as that happens, as a matter of fact, what I will do, I will purchase about 20 of the CDs, download them, and I will give them away as prizes on my next show. We have to do it. It's important that we support great music. It's imperative that we support the artistic endeavors of great artists like yourself that have something to say and have meaning behind the music. I can honestly say I love you. I respect everything that you have done. You have remained humble on this journey, and you continually win. And it shows you when you have that love of God and have that love of family, and again, knowing your purpose, you're going to always win. It has truly been an honor to have you back on the show, daughter. It really is.
Teddy, I love you. Hey, Teddy, where are you located? Where are you?
In Houston, Texas.
Wow, man. My dear friend was Carl Lewis. He used to train down there, lived down there. And also Zena Garrison.
Okay.
This player was down there for a while, too.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Very, very cool, man.
Well, you know, this is your home. Whatever you need, don't hesitate to let us know. Again, family, get the new album, Euphoria. It is available as we speak. And also the hit single, The More I Love My Life, featuring Carlos Santana, of course, Sting, and the one and only Mr. Fingertips himself, Stevie Wonder. Lord have mercy. Yeah.
Hey, today, hey, I have two more things I want to let you know of two other little surprise guest artists on this album. People may or may not know. There's a young cat named Cornell CC Carter who's making a big name for himself in the UK right now. We have a duet called I'd Rather Dance With You. It's doing really well on the BBC in the UK as we speak. So I want to give him a lot of love. There's a new rapper who came along and did something with my track of Regina Bell's called Baby Come To Me. And he made a rap called I Ain't Stressing Today. His name is Dear Silence. I like him so much, his energy. He does a rap on a song called Baby Let's Go. So look out for that.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. 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 You do. Hey, stay blessed. Continually doing what you're doing, man. God is definitely looking out for you, okay?
Thank you, Teddy. Thank you so much. Oh. I want to tell you, Whitney sends love. Aretha sends love. All of our heavenly people, Clarence Clemens, they all send love. I can feel them inspiring me and pushing me. You know, keep the music coming, Nari. Keep the music coming. So I want to let you know, to you, Teddy, as I sit here amongst all this love, I want to shout it right at you. So thank you for everything you're doing, okay?
No, thank you. A great American poet once said, we're definitely riding on the freeway of love. My woo! Brother, yes. And the pink Cadillac, yes, Lord. Yeah,
I tell you, when I went to Aretha's funeral, there were 100 pink Cadillacs there, all outside the church. 100, Teddy. No one said anything about it. They just sat there quietly. But there were 100 of them, and I was so moved by that. So you know, people love the Queen. They love the, and she said, "Don't call me a Queen anymore. Just call me Riri." Okay.
But it was you that was able to bring that special quality out in her. Every time you worked with her, you brought something new out of her. You challenged her to be greater than she already was. That's a gift.
I loved her, and I let her know that I would never fight with her. I would never, like, you know, upset her. I was there to respect her. And once she knew that that was our friendship, then she just let me have it all. She opened up her heart, all the jewels, diamonds, gold. It was all flowing. That's what it was. Because then we were on the same team. Now we're not opposed. Right. We're like on the same team, pulling for the best music together.
Right.
Phenomenal to work with her. Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Well, you've been able to do that with every artist that you've had the ability to work with. You have done that. And I'm so thoroughly proud of you. Be safe. You and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And hey, again, this is your home. Whatever you need, don't hesitate. Let me know, okay?
Thank you, Teddy. God bless you and your family. And I'll send you the signed album as soon as I receive them.
Oh, great. Thank you so much, brother.
Okay, brother. Love you.
The legendary Narda Michael Walden. God bless, brother. Here on Nitrax Radio. Lord have mercy. It's a beautiful thing. Thanks so much for joining us, family. Without you, there's definitely no Teddy Bear and no Nitrax. Yeah, Club Nitrax, that is. And remember, family, the new album, Euphoria, is available as we speak. So make sure you go purchase that, featuring the hit single, The More I Love My Life, featuring Carlos Santana, Sting, and of course, Stevie Wonder. And also, hey, the album that I mentioned earlier, the 1979 album, Garden of Love and Light, an exceptional album by Narda Michael Walden. You definitely have to go purchase that album. We'll be back on the air on Tuesday, November 21st. Wow, just a couple of days from Turkey Day, as we welcome the legendary Miles J. Yeah, that'll be at 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walk and make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's at Night Tracks Music Podcast. Very simplistic. You can watch the interview in its entirety. It'll be definitely featured on our channel. Also, be sure to follow us on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/ Night Tracks with two X's. Raise those X's up high. Yeah, for extraordinary. It's a beautiful thing. That's at Night Tracks Radio. Also on TikTok, the same handle. And if you're on Facebook, swing on over. Follow us. Get all the latest updates. That's at Facebook.com/ Night Tracks Radio. And as in always, from me to you, keep it soulful here on Night Tracks Radio. Have a fantastic window. Window, and fantastic weekend. God bless. Lord.